Conquering Mara. After Prince Siddhartha, the Bodhisattva, left the palace, he practiced asceticism in Uruvela for 6 years as the ascetic Gotama. Gaining no satisfaction and seeing no benefit from such practice, he accepted a nourishing meal of rice cooked in milk from a woman named Sujata. In the afternoon of the Vaisak full moon, when he was 35 years old, Gotama stood under the Bodhi tree. As he sat down on the diamond throne facing east, he made a strong determination. Even though my blood dries up and my bones and skin waste away, I will not get up from this seat until I have attained perfect enlightenment. He began meditating and soon attained the tranquility of the jhanas. Many devas gathered around him to pay homage and to praise him for his determination. At that time, Mara, the evil one, seated in his abode in the highest heaven of the sensuous world, heard this determination and became both worried and angry. This mighty deva, the personification of death, realized that if Gotama succeeded, he would free not only himself, but also countless others from suffering. This would greatly weaken Mara's power over humankind. Assuming the form of a fierce yaka, with 1,000 arms, each brandishing a deadly weapon, Mara mounted his elephant, Girimekala. Accompanied by his 10 armies, Mara roared loudly and stormed forward. All the other devas fled in terror. Mara's soldiers assumed frightening forms and surrounded Gotama. They attacked him on all sides, but they could not break his concentration. All of their dangerous weapons turned to flowers and fell at Gotama's feet. Then Mara plunged the world into absolute darkness. He created a thunderstorm and split the darkness with bolts of lightning. He showered the meditating Gotama with ice and boiling water, followed by fiery hot sand and stones. He created a cyclone with a wind strong enough to uproot trees. He made the wind both foul-smelling and poisonous, but Gotama remained calm and undisturbed. Failing at all of this, Mara sent his 3 daughters, Discontent, Arati, Passion, Raga, and Craving, Tanha, to distract Gotama. They danced seductively, but he never looked at them. Unable to break the Bodhisattva's concentration, these beautiful young maidens became old and disappeared. Mara realized that he could neither frighten nor distract Gotama, so he decided to tempt him with a seemingly irresistible offer. "Gotama," he shouted, "I will make you king of the entire world. You will have unlimited power, and you will enjoy unlimited pleasures. All you have to do is abandon your quest." Gotama replied that his attainments were already greater than that. In desperation, Mara asked what right Gotama had to sit on the diamond throne. All of Mara's soldiers again rushed forward to push Gotama from his seat. Gotama calmly touched the earth with the middle finger of his right hand. The deva of the earth appeared and testified that the Bodhisattva had fulfilled the 10 perfections during his previous lives. As proof of the Bodhisattva's virtue, this deva, who is sometimes called Mother Earth, wrung out her hair, releasing a great flood. From her hair flowed all the water which Vasantara had poured in his innumerable acts of generosity. There was so much water that it washed away Mara's armies. This perfect generosity was too much for Mara. He surrendered and paid homage to the Bodhisattva. As the sun was setting, all the devas joyfully returned and gathered around the Bodhisattva to celebrate his victory. As the full moon arose, the Bodhisattva continued meditating and made greater attainments. During the night, he recalled all his past lives. Then he saw the karma and rebirth of all living beings in samsara, the round of existence. Finally, at dawn, Having destroyed all his mental defilements, he attained perfect enlightenment and became the Buddha.